The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ho, ho, hold up, Philly. Forget boring socks and fruitcakes this Christmas. Give yourself a gift you actually want. Busch Auto Group is delivering exciting year-end offers on every sleigh, vehicle, in stock at Exton Nissan, Nissan 422 of Limerick, and Infinity of Westchester as well. Even Santa's upgrading his ride to the all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80. Avoid the mall madness and find the perfect gift for yourself. Check out these incredible offers before the year ends at BushAutoGroup.com. Philly rides with us.
Brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Jason Kelce in studio, 7:30 on the WIP Morning Show. 10-2 Eagles look to extend their 8-game win streak Sunday against the 3-9 Panthers. Birds punter Brayden Mann named NFC Special Teams Player of the Week. 11-1 Lions host the 9-3 Packers tonight, 8:15 p.m. You can catch it live here on 94 WIP. Of course, the Eagles hot on the heels of Detroit for the number one seed. Sixers fell to the Magic, 106-102. Joel Embiid missed a six straight. Paul George sitting out the second half of their back-to-back. The supposed big three of Embiid, PG, and Tyrese Maxey have played a total of 6 minutes together through their 5-15 start. It's the most wonderful time of the year with Christmas in concert, a magical celebration of the holiday season for the whole family at Borgata, December 7th through December 24th. Windy, a few showers early, a high of 42. It is currently 40. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Step right on up. Good morning to you. Well, Saquon Barkley's been stepping right on up. He has been unbelievable, and he has a legitimate shot this year to break Eric Dickerson's rushing record for a single season. Here's where it's at right now. Through 12 games for Saquon, he's at 1,499 yards, which, by the way, is third in Eagles team history, and he's got a really good shot with 108 yards. He'll pass LeSean McCoy this upcoming weekend for number one. So anyway, 1,499 for Saquon so far. Dickerson back in 1984 was 2,105. So right now Saquon's on pace for it because he's on pace for 21-23, and that would get him the record by 24 yards. So very, very cool. So let me tell you who's going to be a guest on today's show, you know, coming up in about 3 hours.
He needs 6 yards, everybody, for a National Football League single season rushing record, and they're all on their feet for
he's got it. And a brand new single season rushing record for the outstanding star from Southern Methodist.
2,007 yards. Nobody has ever done it better.
Well, no one ever has, but maybe this year someone will. I mean, Saquon's got a shot, so we're really excited to have Eric Dickerson on the program today. If you're young, just know this. He was one of the great running backs of the 1980s, one of the great running backs of all time, ninth in NFL history in rushing. And that was his second year. Like, he burst onto the scene. I mean, he was unbelievable in the early years. I think Jackie Slater was one of his linemen, but he was right out of the gate. Of course, Johnny had the distinctive look with the goggles, his whole thing, and just a tremendous, tremendous career. So, John, nice job by you. Seltzer, Richie got on it yesterday during the show. James, you get the assist as well. And you guys together get Eric Dickerson on the program.
It? Look at this.
How about it?
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought after 8 years, John would realize he could tap into his Rolodex and actually bring
Shout
guests.
Out to Adam. Adam helped out. Richie sent me Adam's number. Adam's, I got in touch with Adam.
Adam
got
buddy,
me in touch with Eric Dickerson.
Nice.
And the magic happened. I spoke to Eric Dickerson yesterday.
Good deal. All right, so 9:30 today, Dickerson on the program. Now, Ree, I need a prediction.
Yes.
When we ask him this question directly. Are you rooting for Saquon Barkley to break your record or not? What will be his answer?
That's a tough one. He was a character.
Mm-hmm. I would not want someone to break my record. I'm just being honest.
We know. Here, I think he's going to say yes.
The reason I
don't
think
know, James. I don't know about that.
Here's the thing is, if you had asked maybe a younger Eric Dickerson, I think his answer would be no. I think an older Eric Dickerson will say yes.
We'll say. John, what's your gut feeling on that? Let me put it this way. John, would you want someone to break your record? A big record?
Absolutely not. There's no way in hell.
I agree.
Why? No. What's gratifying about that? I sacrificed and worked my whole life. This was my stamp I put on this game.
Right.
21-05. What an achievement in 1984. It still stands.
Still stands. 40 years, man.
Standing the test of time. What an incredible achievement.
Right.
Everyone knows Eric Dickerson. And no, I mean, I would hope that everyone would fall short. I mean,
you guys
look
are
at the
bad
Miami
guys.
Dolphins. Look at
bad
the Miami Dolphins
guys.
Every
James.
Year.
Records are
toasting.
Made to be broken.
It's called life,
They're toasting
James.
Champagne when teams lose the teams who are good that look like they might
and
have a chance to go
undefeated. It's a little petty, right? I mean, a little petty.
You know what? I mean,
I don't
72 Dolphins. I mean, Chula died before someone did it. Good for him.
And everybody thinks they're petty.
Man, it's so petty. It's so petty.
All right, so look, we'll ask you, though, if you were in that position. So we are looking forward to having Dickerson on the program 9:30 today. But I'll just sprinkle in, if you were he, would you want someone to break your record or not? It's a fascinating human dynamic. Where would you stand on that? 215-592-9494. Hopefully, at the very least, he is a back for Barkley, backing Saquon Barkley's MVP candidacy, which certainly we'll talk to him about today as well. By the way, when you call in, chance to win a cool prize, because, of course, we've got the Kevin Hart tickets today and tomorrow. Two final days to win the Kevin Hart tickets on our program. And he's going to be in town this weekend, perhaps in town as soon as right now. So, Kevin, if you're listening, welcome back to Philadelphia. Hello, buddy, and call into the show sometime when you get a chance. By the way, if someone knows Kevin Hart, you know, get him to call in the show. I'm sure somebody listening went to high school with him or something. Someone knows Kevin Hart, get him on the program, please. So he's going to be...
You going to tell him how you think he's a little much, or...
Well, I don't think he should have rushed the stage when Nick Foles just won the Super Bowl and he thought it was his place.
He was feeling it a little
he
bit.
He was feeling it a little bit. I mean, Howie Roseman didn't even get to talk up there at the podium. Kevin Hart thought he should be at the podium. And by the way, Carson should have been acknowledged, even though you guys know, I think eventually with Carson it became Carson
he was on the podium,
State,
though.
But Carson, no one said, hey... Shout out to Carson. Without him, we're not here. Someone should have said it.
You're right.
Someone no one said it, man. No
maybe
one.
Maybe that led to the whole thing.
It
the
was.
Whole,
it was.
Like, you know,
Lori. Here's who
rushing
spoke.
Rushing back Lori, and the jealousy.
Lori spoke. Doug spoke. Nick spoke. No one said. Without this guy, we're not here. Should have been said. Being honest with you.
I agree with you. It should have been.
Should have been said. And Howie should have gotten a chance to talk. It's bogus. The GM never
that
gets a
too,
shot.
I agree.
They always go owner, coach, MVP. Owner. I mean, GM constructs the team.
Leave it to you to find a complaint about who got to speak as they're holding up. But
right.
At that point, I didn't care.
But I'm still fundamentally interested in someone that knows Kevin Hart. Get him on the program. All right, here's the deal.
That would be really cool.
It would be cool.
He's hilarious. I see him a lot. It does seem like he's interested in a lot of our teams.
Totally.
Like, why? We should talk to
him.
And
he did the Tom Brady roast. I mean, you know, he's a major national, I guess, international star.
He's a huge deal, and he's Philadelphian.
And someone listening right now knows him. So get to work, lady or gentleman. Someone get to work. Help us out. Right?
That's the
worst. Remember this. In the words of Kennedy, ask not what your radio station can do for you. Ask what you can do for your radio station.
There it is.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Actually,
so get profound. To work. Right, that's the slogan of the show to our audience today. Get to work.
Do you guys know where that slogan came from? Because Kennedy did not just think it up on his own. Do you know the backstory?
I don't.
John?
No.
It was the head of his high school. It was, I think it was Choate.
Oh, I have heard this before.
Ask not what Choate can do for you.
I've heard this before.
Ask what
yeah.
you can do for you.
Choate.
Yeah, one of those.
Repurposed that pretty Choate well, didn't he?
I think it was Choate. It was one of those boarding schools up in New England. All right, here's
He's
the deal.
He's definitely a Choate
when
kind of guy.
When you, call, yeah. when you call in today.
Is that a real word?
Yes,
of a,
no, it's a school. Choate is like one of the best like boarding schools in the country.
Yeah, Choate. Sounds dirty.
C-H-O-A-T-E, I believe, yeah.
Do you want to discuss what aspect of it sounds dirty? Do you want to take that further?
No.
Okay. Just I didn't know. I didn't
yeah,
know.
You did. Kind of
thought
like,
it through.
I didn't know if you wanted to do a
aware.
Deep dive
yeah,
on that
Yeah, what does
one.
It sound like?
I'm
know?
Pretty aware of the word.
All right, here's the deal, guys. When you call in today, it's shot to win the tickets. They are available still at Ticketmaster.com. This is a Kevin Hart show coming up on Sunday. Here's the deal. Here's how you can win them today. In honor of Dickerson, who was a sensational back, and we look forward to talking to him in 3 hours, give us today, as he was very, you know, known for the goggle thing, who has been known through years, dead or alive, identified with a certain something. Can be an item of clothing, but it could be something else. Like, I'd say Michael Jordan in the tongue. Identify, I mean, I guess you can say Gene Simmons in his tongue also.
I was about
also.
To say that, yeah,
right.
for sure.
So, two with the tongue, but that's probably it as far as I know. But Jordan in the tongue was a classic. Give us someone and something that they are really identified by. So many ways you can go with this. 215-592-9494. Doesn't have to just be clothing or body part. Can be something else. John Ritchie, when you think of someone and something they're identified with, like Dickerson and those goggles, what comes to mind for you?
Real life, Al Davis.
Yep.
The scent that he wore.
You brought this up before. Wow.
Every time he would come onto the practice field, and it was from two fields away, Lincoln Kennedy, our offensive tackle, would start singing, Hakurade! And it was
I'm sure he appreciated that.
And everyone knew what that meant. Like you could smell Mr. Davis wafting from two fields.
Well, that's not
away.
Good. That's not
but
good.
But it was a pleasing scent.
Okay.
It was a powerful scent.
Okay.
It was extremely identifiable.
Wow.
But you always knew
okay.
he was coming. You always knew it was him.
I like it.
And
I like
it.
It
was a pleasing sense.
Seltzer, give me an answer. Someone and something. Real life, not the world of fiction, but real life. Someone is identified with
something.
I'm
going to go with the royal someone, someones.
Yep.
We're all doing it tonight. We're all rooting for the Packers. Packers fans and their cheesehead thing.
Oh, for sure.
Ooh, I like that.
That's a really good answer. I mean, they're the only ones known for that. Rhea, what do you got here as an answer?
I just watched Darkest Hour the other day about Winston Churchill, the hat.
Yeah, sure.
It's so iconic.
Yeah, no, and there's a couple people that could go with various types of hats. All right, Churchill and the hat. All right, give us a great answer. Someone known for something that's an identification piece, if you will. 215-592-9494. Dan in Philadelphia right now. Dan, good morning.
Embiid is ass.
you're going right out of the Shady McCoy line of getting
Listen,
to the point.
Why in the world would the Sixers sign him? To an extension, knowing all this. And if they didn't know all this, then somebody should be fired.
Oh, like, there's no question
like,
about that.
A doctor should be loses his license or something.
No, I hear you.
Here's the thing is, Kyle Newbeck posted something yesterday that he had spoken to people. Like five or six doctors supposedly looked at his knee. I'm having a tough time with that one.
I agree.
Like, because you know what they always say? Three out of four dentists. You know, there had to be one person who went, I'm not sure about this.
Yep.
Now, other than a money grab for tickets, like I always say the Sixers are, make it make sense to me because it doesn't.
Well, I agree.
They
I mean, look,
season the ticket holders to buy because they think he's going to play.
Yep.
And they got a whole season out of him, and he's not going to play.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I can tell you is, I mean, theoretically, there could be an injury, even though they deny it in the 1 month, you know, roughly 1 month after the signing and before the season. But that seems hard to believe. Not impossible, but hard to believe.
I agree. Yeah. As for the Eagles, I think this team's much, much better. You mentioned Slay and Bradberry. I mean, not to put them down, they were good that season, but what do we have, 70 sacks? So it's really not hard to, you know, you're not looking at the ball that much, knowing that the quarter, and who knows how many pressures at that point as well. So that front was getting to the quarterback before they could even throw it, plus the young quarterbacks. This team all around Jalen's playing not a lot better because he was the core of that offense at that point. But our receivers are outstanding at this point, 2,000-yard seasons. Now you have an MVP candidate running back, and now you in your defense.
How about the quarterback, Dan? Give me, because I think this is one of the bigger factors why I say 2022. I thought he was better then. How do you size that up, then versus now?
I think he had to do more. So, you know, obviously he was a lot
better.
That's true. But he's good. He's really good this season. I mean, he shouldn't have to do more than he has to if he doesn't have to. Right?
Yeah. To this point, he has not. That is correct.
All right, Dan, you don't have to. Why do it? So.
Yeah. All right, Dan. Give me a great answer. Someone's identified for something. What do you got?
I have an answer, Joe. But you and your Tubbs.
Come on.
Joe and his Tubbs actually a good answer.
I thought he said my cousin.
Joe and Judy. I was gonna say Joe and Judy.
I thought he said my cousin.
Then he switched to the tub.
No,
I said.
No, I didn't.
My ears didn't work.
I'm in your head, brother.
He kind of gave Judy
me in the tub. All right, I like it. So it's true.
I like it.
Well, Judy is true.
Well, I am known for me and Judy because freaking Dan always brings it up. Me in the tub, though, is a better answer. So I was in the tub last night, or maybe it was in the afternoon.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I've been on a bath kick.
What do you mean? Way.
This is not surprising. It got cold out. I could have predicted
correct.
This.
How
I knew there'd be an uptick.
I would say on the daily for about the last week and a half.
Okay. Oh, you
every day?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're pampering
every
day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
With a bath. How long is the bath?
Oh, it varies. Oh, I mean, good. Yesterday I fell asleep for 20. let me get this right. For 22 minutes I fell asleep.
What a life.
How do you know 22 minutes?
I try to track how much
minutes,
I slept. Sleep.
22.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, no. Like on your watch or something? Okay.
It's on my phone. I just look at the phone right before I'm about to doze, and then
you
I know
knew
I...
knew you were going
to
go... You're like, you know what?
I knew it was within 60 seconds.
It's coming.
Yeah, exactly. And so, 22 minutes. Put the book aside, put the phone aside. And it's my fear has always been, what if I ever have, like, a seizure there, and then I could die?
Yeah.
So, I take that chance, but, you know.
Yeah,
no,
what
I
do.
Just get out
James,
of the
I think about
what
it,
a warrior you are.
It's probably not...
But that could happen to anyone who lives alone and takes a bath.
No, I know, but... It's less inclined to happen to the person who's not asleep.
That's not true. You think a seizure is more likely if you're sleeping than if you're awake?
I think I have a better chance to get out of the bathtub in a seizure when I'm awake than when I'm asleep.
Why are you taking a bath every day,
have you ever had a seizure?
No, I haven't had a seizure.
So what are you even thinking about?
Well, I mean, I'd rather be awake than not awake. Would you not? You'd rather be asleep?
I've never thought about having a seizure in the bathtub.
Well, I do because I take bathtubs. I go to sleep.
Why would you even think about
guys, Elvis died on... Because Elvis died on the can. I don't want to be that.
No, he had some underlying issues.
He was doing some other things
but
that you're not
but
doing.
You are not.
But reimagine the Delaware Valley's reaction. It'll be half sad and half look at that horse's ass if I die in my bathtub.
Well, we expect it's going
to
be in the bathtub or the bidet.
Like
Ben Davis might celebrate it. If
so
I die in the bathtub.
Stop getting in it so much.
All right, 215-592-9494.
You know what's hard to drown in? The shower. Just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let me play some audio for you of Nolan Smith. He said
like an adult, man.
Nolan Smith said something yesterday. I thought it was a cool perspective related to Brandon Graham, related to himself, related to some of the guys up front. Obviously, the pass rush has been much better lately. Here's Nolan Smith yesterday.
Do you feel any more pressure with Brandon out? Brandon Graham up for us here.
No, I don't feel no pressure. I feel more of a... attack, but more of a do it for him. I know people thought in the Baltimore game I was playing at the end, but no, I was real. Like, everything from now on we doing for BG, because I was once that senior that left out and I couldn't do nothing but cheer the guys on, and I know how that felt, and I don't never want that on nobody, because
like
it really do hurt.
I like it, John.
Okay.
You know, it's got that rallying cry element, which when you can tap into one of them, that's a good thing.
I guess he's trying. I would love to just see great production. The problem
well,
here
you can't
is you
dog
got
him for that
great
comment.
Wisdom.
I mean, it's a nice little thing. That's all I'm saying.
It's a nice little
thing. Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah,
that's actually what I would want to
Richie,
hear.
Richie goes negative.
I would want to. I was like, I'm happy that they're thinking
Brandon
that way. I want them to have this extra motivation.
Correct.
This stuff. Yeah.
Out there.
And listen,
I'd rather have his
well, we
experience and leadership.
Yeah,
he's not out there.
Yeah. All right, so a lot of Phillies fans would like Juan Soto out there. Does not sound like it's going to happen. Let me give you a report from Matt Gelb yesterday. So Matt Gelb put the following on Twitter. He says, Phillies never met with Juan Soto and are not among the teams who have made an offer to the star outfielder.
Sweet.
And we kind of suspected this, James. You had said yesterday they hadn't met with them.
Less than 1%, yeah, that's what I thought.
But you're getting it from a reporter saying,
A Phillies reporter, connected guy, yep.
So, you know, make of it what you will, and certainly you can react, 215-592-94.
Does my theory make sense to you? That they didn't meet, didn't do anything because they knew they weren't getting him and they didn't want to get the fan base excited?
Yes, but here's what I'd be interested to know that we don't know. Is it because they knew Soto didn't want to play in Philadelphia?
Right, or they didn't want to pay the money.
Three choices. They knew we didn't want to be here. Option two, they didn't want to go as high as the $600 million.
Or whatever, yep.
Option three, they didn't think he'd fit their culture.
I don't think that's it.
Possible.
I think it's a 0%.
They need a change in culture.
Joe, I think that's a 0%.
Why do you say zero?
Because I think that they wanted Juan Soto. They just can't afford him. They know they're not getting him. Like,
I don't know about that.
They talked about being in on him earlier, and then when they found out what it was
who talked about it?
I mean, we heard all kinds of rumors about them being Buster Olney came on the station and said they're going to be in on Soto. Like, we heard a lot of people say it.
I'll say this. It made a lot of sense on the field, but did Buster Olney know the degree to which they would want to change the locker room clubhouse? He may not have known that. I mean, it made sense.
Again, I think if Juan Soto were willing to come here for a number they wanted to pay, they would pay him.
Well, I'll say this. Bryce Harper, to the best of my knowledge, John, I'm imagining you're going to agree with this. He seems to get what he wants. He wants Realmuto, they get him. He wants Trey Turner, they get him.
Hmm.
If you wanted Juan Soto...
Well, at a certain point, they can't spend just to spend. Like, they spent $50 million. Middleton's like,
listen,
I can't do
guys,
that.
I'm just speculating.
I think Bryce has that kind of power. You can be like, give Juan Soto $600 million.
Yeah, but James, here's my point. When you say 0%, I think you're going too far.
I think it's 0%. I really do.
I do not.
I don't think it has anything to do with culture. The guy's a winning player. He's played the World Series. He's won a World Series. Like, that's a. I don't think it's anything to do with that.
He's also about to be on his fourth team in 2 years.
Because Washington didn't want to pay him, so they treat him, and San Diego didn't want to pay him, so they
Well, why did San Diego acquire him if they weren't going to pay him a year later?
Because they were trying to win a World Series last year.
Yeah, but they gave up a ton.
But the Padres are aggressive. That's what they do.
Well,
they've been doing this for years.
Stupid
AJ
now.
Preller has been doing this for years. Almost got to the World Series last year without him.
If the Phillies gave up as much as San Diego did for a guy that... How long was he there? One postseason?
He was there for one postseason.
I mean, that's a disaster.
Again, they're aggressive. They thought they had 2 years with him, and then they decided they weren't going to sign him, so they traded him to the Yankees.
All right. Well, we're putting that on the table. You can react. Obviously, Soto's not going to be here. What do you make of it?